Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Funky. Welcome back to another episode of Opinions That Don't Matter. I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie.
And you are, how about you introduce yourself?
Juan. The man from
San Juan.
Yeah, good day.
Hi, Sean.
How's it going?
It's early. I'm having a hard time waking up. We had people knock on our door at 7:45 this morning because they're coming to work on our studio build. But I was not ready. I had my alarm set for 8:30.
I was ready.
No, you were just out of the shower. It was all very frowsily.
I was a couple of minutes behind schedule, but I was going for it.
Yep.
I like an early morning shower, I'll tell you that much.
I don't like
a lot of light in the bathroom. I just nice and mellow. The sun is just coming up, you know?
I don't like anything early.
Oh.
I'm not a morning person.
I'm becoming a morning person.
That's such a lie.
Good evening.
Sean has gotten into this habit, not to tell all your secrets, where he's a night person. Really, you're not a morning person. But he's been forced to be a morning person because we have construction people showing up at like 8 o'clock. And so Sean will get up to make sure, you know, he can let them in and tell them everything, answer questions, blah, blah, blah. And then he still tries to stay up as if he's a night person. And then he falls asleep on the couch.
It's true.
And I inevitably wake up to go pee or something, or wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, he's not here. And then I walk out and I'm like, hey, buddy, we got to go to bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And like some podcast is playing. Sean recently discovered or rediscovered the sound buttons. We haven't used those since like the beginning.
Right.
When we were in COVID lockdown.
I can't believe all this fun. And I
know. Oh, my God.
I need a fart button. You know, maybe someone can, no, I don't want that. But we'll have to fill up the sample bank because I think I can put up to 12 sounds.
Wow, that's a lot of sounds.
A lot of sounds. The future.
Can't you just like pay for different packages of sounds?
Oh, yeah. You can put anything you want in there.
There you have it.
I could put a full speech from, you know, John F. Kennedy or something.
No, let's not. Let's not and say we did.
Yeah. These are my pornographic playing cards.
What?
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, I was like, I don't even know what you're referencing. took a detour.
Is it the chief of police? I forget. I'm starting to forget all the characters, but the chief of police sounds like a Kennedy.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'd have to listen to The Simpsons again. I haven't watched it.
The Simpsons.
I wasn't allowed to watch that when I was little. When I was younger.
She
just was like, I don't think it's child appropriate.
That's understandable.
And as an adult, I'm like, I think she might have been right.
Don't have a cow, man. What was it say? Yeah.
Don't have a cow, man. And then radical dude.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw that, a friend had come back from England and came back with a bunch of Bart Simpson stuff. And I was like, what is that? It was a kid with a skateboard flying through the air. And I was like, who, what, but unbeknownst to me that person, you know, or Bart Simpson was going to become something so
huge. He's been around since forever. Like in my childhood, Nick loved him.
Yeah.
Like we had all of his posters and we watched all the shows. And like once we got older.
Yeah.
But then my mom still was like funny about me because I'm younger watching it. But then she gave up.
You know who I have had the pleasure of running into several times?
Who?
The gal who plays Lisa Simpson.
Doesn't she do a lot of the voices?
Bart Simpson. Sorry.
Oh,
I forget what her name is.
Anyways. Is it Marta? No.
No, but she was always around, again, the Newport Beach Film Festival. And
funny.
Yeah, it was interesting. And then Matt Groening, I believe he lives in Newport or Costa Mesa because you'd always see his car, the Groening one.
Nancy Cartwright.
That's it, Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah.
She was very nice. She was a mentor of Eric Forsell for a little while.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's Sean's friend. You guys don't know who Eric is. Sean's friend who teaches at one of the local community colleges.
Yeah.
And he's an aspiring, filmmaker or?
No, he's a cinematographer. Okay. Actually, really a great eye for composition, but he ended up becoming a teacher at one point.
For more stable income, which I understand. He has kids and stuff.
Yep.
He's got responsibilities.
That's it. That's it. Okay.
So it's almost Thanksgiving. What are you most excited about?
Giving thanks. Really?
Boring.
Okay, ham.
Ham. Ham. We're not doing a turkey this year.
No,
turkey. I hate turkey. It's so overrated.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble and all that fun stuff. I don't like it either. I really just, let's get down to business and get the ham going.
Yeah, let's just go for the ham.
Yeah.
Why are we messing around pretending we want something different?
Well, now that we're talking about it, I'm worried. This will be the first time I haven't had turkey. And I do like leftover turkey.
I don't
like the warm turkey so much as the leftover.
Cold turkey.
Yeah. Cold turkey like mayonnaise sandwich.
You like to eat things cold turkey.
Yeah, right.
But I'll be here all night, folks. Continue. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I like your jokes. Yeah, but I do like turkey with a little bit of mayonnaise, white bread, lettuce. And not like turkey slices.
No, like chunks.
Chunks.
Chunks. I mean, we could still get a turkey. I know. It's just not good.
What if we just got a squab?
What's that?
I think it's like a pigeon.
No. What?
Squab.
Like now you're acting like it's a normal word.
Well, you never had squab before?
I never have.
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't know what it was. And yeah. you weren't sure either.
Massachusetts squab is pretty good there, you know.
Oh my God.
Someone from Massachusetts, like that is the worst accent.
Yeah. I mean, depends on who they are.
Is squab a pigeon?
It's a variety of domestic pigeon raised for its meat. I don't want to eat pigeon, John. I love you, but I'm going to have to say no to the Thanksgiving pigeon.
We each got a peace dove.
I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Here you go.
You have to Roxy's de-feather like, your own. No.
And at the St. Louis household, we traditionally pluck our own squab. I've been plucking my squab since I was a kid.
To me and my hair's all red. I got feathers stuck to my face. So much to be thankful for this year.
What goes with squab? Mint jelly?
I don't know. That's lamb. Mint jelly goes with lamb.
I wonder if New Yorkers are the first to have, started doing the squab deal because there's pigeons everywhere.
Yes, but pigeons have been everywhere for a long time. Have you ever eaten squab? Please tell us right into otdmpod@gmail.com. Also, I'm very curious about people's favorite Thanksgiving recipes or holiday recipes or what you think is the strangest thing that your family eats. Like for instance, and we might've talked about this last year and I apologize, but my family makes pretty traditional Thanksgiving meal, but the appetizers ahead of time are a smorgasbord. We have pierogies because of our Polish ancestry, whether that exists or not, my grandma believes it to be true. Then we also have egg rolls and spicy.
On account of your Polish history.
Yes. And then our spicy pork with the homemade spicy mustard, which is very good, but hot. And then a bunch of like sweet treats.
Oh, and don't forget the cheese ball.
No, crab ball.
Crab ball.
Because we're from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn straight.
But it's crab with cheese, right? It's cream cheese. Okay.
But it's called a crab ball.
Yeah.
And it's covered in cocktail sauce.
Ooh.
That's actually very tasty. We could do that.
It's expensive.
It is very
expensive. Crab is expensive.
My grandma spent every year, my grandma and papa would spend like $50 or more on that crab ball because she wanted it to be more than like 60% crab.
Right. It was a ratio.
She likes a lot of crab. And it was like a crab. Like the only reason the cream cheese was there was just to hold it together.
Something for the crab to glom onto.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my, like not bizarre, but different types of Thanksgiving things that we would make. Other than that, like the meal itself was like mashed potatoes, stuffing, turkey.
Yeah. Where did the Asian influence come enter your...
I have no idea. I'd have to ask my mom, but it's been since I remember. We've had egg rolls and that spicy pork. And we have to go to this particular place to get that pork because it's like red. Like it's like stained with something. It's like a certain kind of smoked pork. And they like go out of their way to get this particular thing.
Cool. I'm all for anything different because I'm 40 this year. And, you know, after so many trips around the sun, you're like, well, just invent something new.
I know. Does anybody else feel that way? I'm like, can they invent a new vegetable, please?
Right.
I'm bored.
Well, I think they do exist. And you know where I've been looking at trees, like fruiting trees and bushes. And
I was like, honey, don't try to eat a tree. But okay, continue.
Well, you never know. It could be like cinnamon. It could be tasty, you know? 9 times out of 10, it's not cinnamon, by the way.
Nine times out of 10, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
We made a joke with Sean's friend Lamar once because we had these eucalyptus trees. Is that what they were?
Yeah.
All over Santa Monica, and they'd smell amazing. It smelled like lemongrass. It was like this fresh.
But we didn't know what it was. We'd follow our nose, like Pepe Le Pew floating on a scent through like, Santa Monica when we're walking.
Yeah. Or like Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
Follow my nose wherever it goes.
Right.
Anyway.
But we had no idea what it was.
And then we decided it must be that. And I think you picked up some leaves and went like this. We were like, that's the smell.
No, Lamar told me because he showed me. I said, dude, because I'm not from California. I said, what is that smell? Like lemongrass that I smell all the time. And he was like, you've been here for 20 something years. You're just now asking this question. I said, yeah, I don't know what it is.
There's only so many hours in a day, Lamar.
Yeah, on my list of things to ask Lamar. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's eucalyptus. I said, my goodness, maybe I'm part koala because I really like that smell.
Yeah. We both did.
And then he picked up the leaves. And it's funny because you and I would only smell it certain times in the year. And it was in fall when the leaves are on the ground. We're walking through it.
And since you walk, it releases the oils. It like.
I am the worst detective.
Yeah. Sean is not a very good detective. But it's okay. You got me. I detect all the time.
Yeah. So anyways, I really like the smell. And when I said maybe, I'm part koala or something like that. I don't know. I forget the conversation exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was like, don't ever, ever put that in your mouth because
I like how he goes into dad mode. Yeah. Lamar does this a lot and I appreciate it because he's like, it's super poisonous. Don't touch it. And then we joked and we would tell him like, oh, we found that eucalyptus tree and we had a nice little snack or whatever. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
He's a man of contradiction though, because when I first met him, we were working on a film set and we were tying in to get some power for something. I don't know. I think we were stealing power from a panel.
Uh-huh.
as you do on independent film sets. And
okay, doing your best.
He discovered when he opened the panel, there was like a funny looking web. Mm-hmm. And it was a crazy web, you know, for a spider.
You got to be careful. That could be like a black widow.
Well, it was a black widow, but I didn't know. I'd never seen a black widow.
They have weird looking webs.
Yeah. Well, he flicked it at me. He's like...
The spider?
Yeah. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
What is that? He's like, that's a black widow.
You're like,
I'd never seen one before. This was 1999, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I hadn't even heard Eminem yet. You know, I mean, this is a long time ago.
It's all new.
Yeah. And that black widow hit me and then fell on the ground. And then he stepped on it. He was like, if you ever see one of those,
kill him.
No, he said, flick at it, somebody. It's pretty funny because they jump around, you know.
No, but their webs look like they don't know how to make a web.
Mm. I wonder why they do that.
I don't know. It's very interesting. So if you ever see a weird looking web, just like step away.
Erratic arachnid.
Yeah, because it's, you know, they usually, okay, Sean, your alliteration is trying to come up with more words. You know, the webs like build out like these straight, you know,
geometric
shapes where you're like, wow, it's so beautiful. It's what you think of when you think of a spider web. A black widow's web is like, it starts off with a basic framework and then there's like a diagonal one and then one coming into it. It's not pretty. I mean, maybe it's effective, but it's not pretty.
Yeah. They're not known as the architects of the arachnid.
No, but they're very poisonous. They won't kill you, but they could kill your dog or child or an elderly person. Remember when Joe got bit and it really fucked him up?
Yeah.
His whole back and he was like achy.
Yeah.
Ooh, be careful. Sweeping out garages and stuff like
that.
Then his
mom came over with soup. Mia, are you okay?
Of course. With the albondigas or whatever. Yeah. Oh, good old Esther coming in hot. And that's like here in Texas, all my friends who are from Texas are like, if you leave shoes outside that like have closed toes, you need to make sure you beat them out because there could be a scorpion in there.
Right. Oh, my goodness. We have discovered, I didn't know we were going to go here in the podcast
here
today.
Here we are. I don't know where you're going, but here we are.
All right. Well, we're on the topic of spiders. I wouldn't normally talk this way. I know that some people.
And sorry to our awesome Toronto contributor, Erin. She hates bugs. Continue.
There was, when I was younger, a person that I used to surf with, mm-hmm. who had been bitten by a brown recluse. And, Yeah, and the way guys usually deal with wounds are like, we're fine, guy. We don't need to go to hospital. Shit. Well,
remember we talked to John and Yvonne.
That's
Yvonne
what,
had. So, okay, sorry, continue.
No, but that's where I'm going with it. We've discovered another person, or I've encountered another person who's been bit by the brown recluse.
And it's very dangerous. If you get bit by a spider and you don't know what the spider is, and it like your body, it's like red and it gets a little bigger, go to the hospital immediately.
Yeah. So our buddy Yvonne, he was bit by one in college, and the wound advanced so quickly.
It like ate into his leg.
It's like an open flesh wound. And it was, he said, the size of an egg, and then a little bit larger within 48 hours.
Yeah, quick, you guys, like quick. And it was interesting. So first of all, Yvonne is from Spain, from Madrid, and he got a full ride scholarship out here to school to throw the javelin. And he has showed some video recently of him doing it. Homeboy is a fucking champ. You should see him. Yeah. Like the way the, you know, the way
see, that's a cool sport. You're throwing a weapon, you know, and there's some sports that are not very, you know, exciting.
Like curling.
Curling's I actually really enjoy
curling. But anyway, so he was throwing the javelin. I was trying to think of the least weapon-like thing. And I was like, you baseball, know they're all like weapon-like.
Track and field would be so much more exciting if you combine the sports. So there's like the long jump and the javelin throw. No, you know?
And that's too dangerous.
Well, that's it. That's why you're jumping, right? Because someone's throwing a javelin.
Oh, no, you're not doing both at the same time?
Oh, that'd be amazing. You long jump and then you throw the javelin?
You throw and jump.
Oh, anyway, no, I was thinking like...
They run and they stop and then, yeah, it's like the momentum of his body. It was wild. Anyway, Yvonne's like an athlete.
Right.
But it was he and John's first, so they're married now, but it was he and John's first date and he couldn't go because he had like an open wound. He's in the hospital and John thought he was getting stood up and he like canceled last month. Anyway, but they lived happily ever after.
Yeah, I think then their second date, he had to change his wound or dress.
He needed John to help him. And John's such a germaphobe. He's like, you. He was like, of course. Okay. And just imagine it.
Well, because he thought it was just a spider bite.
But John had admired Yvonne from afar for a while. So right. I think he was like, I really like this guy. I gotta.
Right. But then when he had to change the dressing, he was like, okay, just so you know, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm fine. You know. He opened up, there's a hole in his leg.
He was not fine. And then
because you have to stick the gauze in the hole.
Yeah. To like get, because they're trying to get rid of all the infectious stuff. But then this is crazy. And then we'll stop talking about this so people don't get too grossed out. Then the school paid for it all because he was a full ride athlete. But also they had an infestation in their dorm and hadn't done anything about it. And then when they went to spray, he's like, you should have seen the amount of spiders coming out of there. And I was like, that's fucking disgusting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, let's change it up. This has been Recluse Talk, brought to you by Terminex, the extermination company.
Yep.
Just give them a call, 1-800-TERMINEX, get rid of the brown recluse. I don't think it serves a purpose, so.
I don't think so either. Bye-bye. But I always think that about a lot of things. And then remember our friends at Life Noggin would do these like animated things, like what happens if house cats die? And they're like, surprise, surprise, we all die, you know? So there's always these surprising things because we're in like the biodome. But anyways, if you live in Texas or any desert area, if you leave like boots outside or shoes, you always have to beat them out because a scorpion could be in them. And every time I say the word scorpion, I automatically think of...
The magic of tomorrow.
No. Da, 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 da. When Bubbles changes his name to Scorpion for a short period of time.
Scorpion.
Now I'm Scorpion. It's so bad. If you guys haven't watched Trailer Park Boys, you're really missing out.
I was trying to remember lyrics to a Scorpion song there.
I didn't even know that was a band. So
really?
How would I know?
You know Scorpion.
I know Bubbles as Scorpion with the black wig and a red leather jacket. If you can put a picture of him up, if you have time, that would be great.
Okay. Boys, it's me.
We know, man. But
cops? What's going on?
From now on, my name is Scorpion. Can we go talk in private somewhere?
Let's go. You okay?
I don't know.
Holy fuck, that is definitely you.
I know, Ricky, but I mean, I'm looking pretty different now, aren't I?
That wig's freaking me out. Don't you think you're overreacting a little bit? Don't worry about this train shit. Patrick Swayze is not after you, man. We're in Canada. We're safe. And if anything does go down, just blame it on Jacob and the alien Travers. So, disguise is working. Sit down and relax.
I'm relaxed, boys. No problem.
Are you okay?
Who?
You.
I'm fine.
Well, Buffs, you can talk to us if there's something wrong, you know.
There's nothing wrong, Julian.
What else?
What else is happening in the hood? Nothing. I'm in a good
You've
mood.
You've been making bread.
Yeah, but I'm not very good at making bread. So I'm gonna try either shoemaking or candlestick.
I'd like to be a milliner. Maybe I'll start making hats.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So my mom last Christmas, I think it was last Christmas or my birthday last year, I asked for a bread maker because I do like having a bread maker. It really makes it easier in a lot of ways where you don't have to like roll it and knead it for so long, you know?
Yes.
Also, it proofs and stuff in the bread machine. So anyway, we've had it and we've used it just a few times and it hasn't worked out for us so far. You made a French loaf that was like so dense. It was like...
Yeah, they should have called it French cement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a brick that I made.
It was. But then you made a really good loaf last time, sorry. I have to yawn because it's early. Anyway, I'm sorry if I made you yawn out there. Your last loaf was good, but then the one after that wasn't any good. Do you know what I mean?
That the second one I thought would be excellent because I was like
Parmesan.
Exactly. Make an Italian loaf, they said. So I put basil, I put oregano and Parmesan.
The flavors are delicious.
Yeah, it's just this dry crumbly. I don't understand why.
And then it's kind of dense too at the same time. It's very weird.
The one before, exact same recipe for the most part.
Just dill and garlic.
Oh yeah, so that's my trick. I chop up like 8 cloves of garlic. And then I throw that in there and then a lot of dill. And this is the part that I think made a little magic.
Yes.
I'll tell you off camera. I'm not going to. No. Costco sells a salt substitute. As you know, I was trying to get healthy over the last year. And so I was trying to get rid of some sodium, you know.
Okay.
And the salt substitute is like 90 vegetables ground up into, a little
shaker. Oh, it's not a substitute. It's just called like 21 flavors or... like a seasoning. It makes a no salt seasoning.
Yeah. 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 So it's supposed to make your meal zippity doo dah.
Flavorful.
Yeah.
So many
Nothing
flavors.
Can replace salt though. Salt is the ultimate zippity doo dah.
Well, you need salt to bring out other flavors. It's like an enhancer.
That's right.
An enhancement.
Until you get to the, you got to walk it right up to the edge. Sometimes you go over the edge and it's terrible, but salt.
Yeah. It can be delicious.
Yeah.
Like last night I was making a stir fry because we had like Asian meatballs and then I made like an Asian stir fry and I think it was a little salty.
Oh, but I didn't find it.
Fish sauce and soy sauce. And I was trying
that's
to like
too many salts. Yeah.
But it wasn't crazy, but I was like, ooh, I think I pushed it to the limit. Right. Take it to the limit.
One more time.
Yeah. See, you can sing. Sean was telling my mom he can't sing.
I can't sing. That wasn't really singing. That was mock singing.
Oh, mock singing. Okay.
Mock.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we've been making bread and that has gone moderately well. My Aunt Teresa has sent us her French bread recipe that she uses. So we're going to try that next because she apparently does it all the time.
I don't want to criticize her, but her recipe is called French. And so it's French bread with ranch packet seasoning.
It's not at all, you guys.
French bread.
French. She loves it, French. Oh, my God. Big Mouth has a new season up, and I'm excited, but you don't like it anymore.
I don't like musicals. And while I like Big Mouth...
not all musicals, but they use music as jokes. And how come you can't hang with that? You watch music videos all the time and, like, documentaries about music. So essentially, it goes from them talking into them singing.
I think you can break the world into two different camps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people who are into musicals and people who aren't. And I'm not into music. There's something wrong. It doesn't drive in my brain. Like when there's a serious situation, all of a sudden they break into song and dance to express. And then they go back to normal. I'm like, it just breaks the mood for me.
I think it's fun.
Like you know, you're watching a war movie, you know, Saving Private Ryan, and then all of a sudden they break in a song and dance. It doesn't work, you know?
I mean, no, but then you look at Les Mis, and I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm.
But then there's a song, and it's like powerful, painful song. And you're like, ooh, yeah, it's good. No?
It's just not my jam.
That's okay. Yeah. That's fair. But anyway, Big Mouth has a new season, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
How old are those kids now? Like 23?
Probably like 13,
oh.
14.
It's like Bart, going back to Bart Simpson. I mean, he's older than I am.
Yeah, but he hasn't aged a day.
You know, the collagen and the little yellow guy.
That yellow keeps him shining through.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Answer.
What do we want to do about Christmas lights? What are you guys doing?
Hard-hitting questions.
You know, I feel things that I ponder.
Feel attacked.
We don't have any decorations, really, other than our tree.
Yeah. Well, let's get a big wreath. I think a wreath is cool. I think Aretha Franklin is great.
Even cooler.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Aretha Franklin's Christmas vinyl. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
No, I think we get a couple of strings of lights. Probably Costco. I think everything's at Costco.
Well, yeah, but then what we're going to put them up, and how are we going to do this?
Yeah, I think
we
do something simple.
We tried last year. Because we just moved and we didn't have any our shit together. And we were like, maybe we'll just pay somebody to put them up for this year because we don't know what we're doing. And like, I don't even know if there's clips already on the home.
No, there are not.
Okay. We didn't know. It was all new. $900 or something. Eight something.
Well, yeah. And they wanted to rent it to you.
Rent
you
the
wouldn't
lights.
Even get the lights.
I was like, that sounds like highway robbery.
Yeah.
And so we said, no, thank you.
I think you can also roll out a mat on the grass.
Yeah.
Mat lighting? No, you know what? That would mess with the gardening.
Yeah, you can't roll it, but you could put. They use mats to put them over people's bushes and stuff like that, or fences or something.
Right. We'll figure it out. I mean, I just don't. You know what I don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to be so negative? Why don't you talk about things you like, Sean? Sorry, that's my inner monologue.
What do you not like?
What's wrong with you, Sean? I don't like the inflatable. Trend.
I don't like inflatables either.
And they're giant. Like it's a
huge.
Why do you need a 90-foot snowman or a reindeer or, you know?
My mom just showed me the most ridiculous one that someone, it was like an ad on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. And it was an inflatable Santa that went over your door. You like walked into it. And I was like, no thanks. Sorry, Santa.
It'd be kind of funny if Santa was bending over, putting gifts underneath the tree.
He was up top like this. And then he had his reindeer, I think, on the sides.
Yeah.
Or his elves. I don't know. But I was like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a blow up. And it was like over their house, like up to the roof. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Bunch of Clark Griswolds over here.
It's a little too much.
Yep.
Okay. So what recipes are you excited about? And what strange ones? I know we've talked about tortilla in the past here, but what do you guys make that's different?
Definitely tortilla, cabbage rolls. Ooh, glomkies.
Is that a Christmas thing?
Yeah. It's holidays for sure.
That's weird.
Yeah, I love them. When I was a kid, I didn't like them as much as I like them now, but now I look forward to it. And I made some with you last year.
You did?
And they were good.
I don't like the tomato.
That's fine. You like the brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
How come you taste so good?
When you make cabbage rolls, if you guys don't know, or at least the way I was raised, you steam the cabbage leaves so they're soft so you can like roll them up. Inside is beef, pork, and rice, or one or the other. Beef and pork doesn't really matter. And some seasoning. You roll them up and then you put them into a baking dish. And then we put brown sugar and water over ours just a little bit to like steam them.
To kill the flavor of the cabbage.
Yeah, you know, it'd be bitter. And Sean is of a different thought of cabbage rolls where they put, is it stewed tomatoes or diced tomatoes? Or
it's a tomato sauce that you make for it.
Oh, okay.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we have difference of opinions on the sauce. Everything else is the same.
Yeah, I like to do a 50-50 mix of, you know, have both types available when you get a hankering for a sweet or a... Mm-hmm.
A tomato. But, I'm weird about tomatoes. You know me.
Yeah, I know. But you've had them recently. I've been slowly...
Well, I don't mind some, but I don't mind some tomatoes. I just don't like that to me is like the tomatoes don't need to be here. It's like if I'm eating pasta, don't give me like marinara sauce.
Oh, man.
No, thanks.
You know that I've been experimenting with foods recently, right? Through the Noma, the
yes.
best restaurant in the world, has a great book out now. It's
yep.
a Sean's fermentation.
Been
fermenting. I fermented
uh-huh.
in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Cupboard.
English, in the cupboard. Your third language.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
I fermented tomatoes, garlic, and dill in a Ziploc. And oh my goodness.
Sean almost had one of those Ziplocs explode.
Yeah. But this, the tomatoes, because they were saying, oh, this is our one of our mother flavors, you know, that they use in everything. That and the blueberries. Oh, it was so good. It just brings a whole different flavor into there. That fermentation is amazing. So anyways, I may try a couple of the cabbage rolls that way.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. That's interesting.
Not all of them, though, because I know you don't like tomatoes, but maybe the tomato ones I'll reserve for myself.
And maybe that will make it more palatable to me, because the problem that I have with tomatoes isn't that I don't like the flavor. It's like the acidity of it, like the sharpness of it sometimes ruins the dish because it's such a strong flavor. I'm like, I don't really want to eat tomato. If I just wanted to eat tomato, I'd fucking eat tomato. Like, I like tomato soup.
You like Zing Zang?
I do. I like Bloody
Marys. Mrs. T?
I got you Clamato the other day.
Thank you.
Because I love you.
That's a nice love language.
Yeah.
I got you some Clamato juice.
I got you the Clamato.
I don't like it when people Bloody Caesars get angry at Canadians about Clamato juice.
Well, if you don't like something, who cares? I don't understand the argument around if you don't like something, then no one else can like it. What?
Right.
If people want to do their own thing and I think it's gross, that's whatever.
I always tell people, you like fish sauce? Yes. You like tomato sauce? Yes. Put them together.
That's called Clamato.
Right. Clam juice. Clam juice is so good. Oh, it's one of those flavors. It's like the ocean.
I mean, I grew up with it, arguably. I think I struggle with the thought that I would want that in my Bloody Mary, only because I'm already
umami.
Well, I'm already funny about Bloody Mary. Like, I only like Zing Zangs. I don't like a lot of, like, if a place is like, we make our own, I'm like, you can try it if you want to order it, and then I'll taste it and be like, yes or no. You know?
You can't tell that it's in there, though.
I can't imagine. I just don't know if I'll like that. Do you know what I mean? As a mix is what I mean. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what were we talking about? I got off topic with the zingy zings. Oh, tomatoes and stuff and all that. But I don't know now. I've lost it.
I know. And for someone who doesn't like tomatoes, you sure wanted those tomato plants to grow this year. What would we have done if they actually worked?
Well, I like tomatoes on sandwiches and I like tomatoes.
Okay.
I just don't, again, I don't like it to be the only thing I taste when I'm making something different. You know, like a tomato should be a pretty mild flavor, like in a sandwich.
You know, there are certain flavors that go together just so well.
Like lamb and tuna fish. Remember that Big Daddy? I think it's Big Daddy, where he's like, he goes, damn you, you give him the easy ones. Remember he's trying to teach him English? Oh, okay. Anyway, continue.
No, let's get lamb and tuna fish.
Big Daddy, yeah. Hmm. I can send you the clip, but
imagine the first person who was sitting there and he had peanut butter, you know, in front of him. Mm-hmm. And then next to him was some chocolate and accidentally the chocolate fell into the peanut butter. He's like, damn it. Now it's ruined. And then he dug it out.
Actually,
he's like,
it's better.
Oh my.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just so excited about it. Mm-hmm. There's certain flavors that are like that.
Like we said, lamb and mint jelly.
Yeah, lamb and mint jelly. Okay, I guess.
Well, people like
what's
that.
What's with you and lamb?
I mean, you're just saying things that pair together.
Lamb and tzatziki.
Maybe.
I get down like that.
I don't really love lamb.
As Mykonos.
From Greece.
Yeah. I like lamb. Yeah. But the other one for me would be tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Not Miracle Whip. Don't at me.
No. None of that bullshit.
Mayonnaise.
Like
real
regular,
mayonnaise.
Helgman's and or Best Foods or
and
something.
A thick slab of tomato, white bread, little pepper.
Yeah,
or you don't even salt
or fried bologna on that. Mm-hmm.
But just a tomato mayonnaise combo is the best thing ever.
Oh my god, I saw a meme that said for people who like bologna, can they just admit that they really just like a hot dog unrolled? And I was like, you got me.
How is it that bologna is spelled bologna?
Are the English, well, isn't that German too? Is bologna German?
I think it's Italian.
Italian? I don't know. Although, but anyway.
It sounds like something the Germans would make up. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a joint project.
Maybe. They got together with our powers combined. We could really confuse people.
Bologna.
Bologna.
And the rest of Europe was like, no. This is...
Yeah.
But it is good. Fried bologna. Ooh.
So tasty.
Compliments
we'll have,
the chef.
Maybe we'll have to get some just for shits and giggles.
Even shitty bologna. It's pretty good.
Even the cheapy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Oscar Mayer bologna. Not to say that they're terrible, but, you know, it's not
Well, it's not like you went to the, like Larry gets that really good bologna from the butcher.
Does he?
And that's good. That's what he has at the house. That like that log, he has to cut it.
It's log. It's log. It's better than bad. It's good.
It's bologna. Speaking of fermentation, Sean has discovered, because so if you did not know, Sean is part of a beer club, right? Group.
The first rule about beer club is you don't talk about beer club.
Oops. Anyway, through this club, they have discovered something called smooge.
Smooge, baby.
And my mom and I both love it very much. Mm-hmm. So smooge. So tell them what smooge is. S-M-O-O-J is one of the brands, but it's a type of malt beverage. I thought it was a beer, but it's technically not.
Right. Well.
Explain.
Much like dance crazes sweeping the nation. You know, like in the 60s, everyone was doing the twist.
Oh, I was like, dance crazy. You mean and like then, TikTok? I'm so confused.
Yeah, all that too, you know, but like all of a sudden there's trends that sweep the nation. Mm-hmm. And in the beer world, I shunned beer for the better part of a decade. No more, I said.
Well, we brewed it when we first started dating because you were in that process with Joe and Sean. And then we just like fell off. Also, we got a little older and we're like, probably shouldn't be drinking so much beer.
Right. Well, what I... Where I diverted from the path of beerism is they started making everything an IPA, and it was like a triple IPA, a quadruple IPA, and then it just tastes like Pine Sol. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Well, I didn't think it tastes like Pine Sol. For me, it was just so bitter.
Yeah. Super hoppy, right?
Yeah, too much. And it was so high alcohol content that like I can only have like one, and I'm like, that's enough. Yeah. And also I was full because a higher alcohol content, the like richer the beer. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. So I kind of, I just stopped drinking because, and they give me heartburn.
Yeah. Also. Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, so, and then they lured me back with the sour beers. All of a sudden that was the latest trend.
But then
right?
It went too far.
Too far.
We went down to Dripping Springs when my brother and mom were in town last January. I couldn't even drink. Remember I was like,
yeah,
it was like way too sour.
You have to temper the sourness with fruit, right? And so in my beer club,
which my mom loves, that is it Lindemann's?
Yeah, Lindemann's.
Yeah, it's
Framboise.
It's a sour beer paired with raspberry and it's delicious.
Yeah.
But that was before sour beers were like sour beers.
Right.
Okay, so continue, sorry.
Well, I like a stout myself.
Yeah, Sean likes a porter or a stout.
Yeah, more a stout person. But,
sorry, I got you porters and stouts.
That's okay.
I got a mix.
I like them both.
At the grocery store, at the
H-E-B. As long as it's not an IPA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have one IPA.
Larry loves the IPA, and I don't know how.
I'll have one. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Back to the smooge.
Yeah, so my beer club, they're really into fruited sours.
And they buy things from Tavour.
Taver. Oh, I'll put a link in the description. You can.
Do they get monies off? Do you get monies off? Who gets monies off? Nobody? Damn.
I think the head of the beer club, the head of the Water Buffalo Association. Ooh. Yep. I think it's his code. So he would get discounts or something. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll put it down so somebody gets a discount. Yeah. As long as someone's getting discounts.
As long as someone on the team scores, I don't care.
Yeah, right?
It's a soccer match here. Okay.
So smooch.
So I like a beer that is a fruited sour. They're big into it. I've tried so many amazing beers and I thought I knew about beers, but these people know.
And we've also tried some real gross ones.
Yeah.
Like that banana cream pie.
Yeah, that's like a chemical shitstorm,
right? It tasted like electricity.
Dear beer maker, your beer, banana cream pie, tastes like electricity.
That's what, isn't it? Though
it's like weird. How do you do
like,
that?
Or like I'm sucking off electricity and then licking a metal pipe.
They say you can't capture lightning in a bottle, but I say can in a can.
It's called banana cream pie beer or moonshine.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, okay. So yeah, we've tasted a couple of bad ones, anyways. But recently, they introduced a smooge, which is basically a new style of beverage that is coming on the heels of in the beer market or in the seltzer market.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like beer meets a seltzer. That's actually a great way to describe it. But if seltzers, hard seltzers, didn't have that fake fruit flavor and it was actually real fruit.
And they don't get rid of the fruit. They just pack it in the can.
So it's like pulped.
when you open that can, so when I was a kid, my dad would do this thing. He would take a banana and use the Braun hand blender and blend a banana into orange juice. And I love it.
Oh, that's like Orange Julius almost.
Yeah, that's egg whites and lots of sugar.
But it's kind of that sweetness coming from the banana. It's like creamy.
Creamy.
Yummy.
Well, the first smooge that I tried, I opened it and, or they opened it and strawberry sludge banana. Poured out. And I was like, ugh.
You're like, something's gone wrong with this.
And then I tasted it and it was like angels. And you know, I was so excited. I was like, this is really good. But I didn't know what to make of it. And I don't want to embarrass myself, which I do all the time anyways around these guys because they know more about beer than I do.
Hey, whatever.
I just know that I like it. They know
that's all that's important.
The chemical reactions.
Oh, wow. They're like nerded out. Well, for a while they planned on opening a brewery, I think, right? So they were like really into it. Also, these guys are engineers. So it's
very precise. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, the smooge comes out of, where is it? Michigan. And they have many flavors. And since discovering this, I've tried a couple other brands. And they're just really good. It's like they pack a ton of fruit into
even
a
that
beer.
One we just had that wasn't sludgy. So if you're like, and when we say sludgy, think of like a smoothie that has been really blended down.
It's like if Jamba Juice had a cool uncle.
Yeah, that like booze. Those come together. It's like a that's why I call it smooge. But the one that you, my mom and I just tried of yours, it was like the raspberry cheesecake or something.
Oh yeah,
black dark chocolate cheesecake. It had no real. Barely any of that kind of texture. Super tasty, but way more sour than we were anticipating. Not in a bad way. I just thought it was going to be sweet like the smooges before. And then it was tart and we were like, but we drank it all. So there you have it.
Well, that was a long way around telling you to try a new type of beer. A smooge.
You can get smooges in your area. S-M-O-O-J. I encourage you to try it. Mm-hmm. And you can look at other brands. The smooge that I'm talking about is just that one brand. Apple pie is their seasonal flavor and it's delicious.
That was nuts.
But it's like, I don't know what the alcohol content is. It like 5%?
Yeah, I think it's like 5.
So it's like a normal beer, but
yeah,
very tasty. I highly recommend.
Well,
and the guys are probably wondering, Katie, you're not part of the beer club. How do you even know about this? Well, they're so kind as to share in their beers. And so Sean will come back with some that they like. So I don't have to taste the bad ones other than the banana cream pie because we purchased that as a like, let's see if it's delicious.
It's funny. Sometimes when we try beers, because everyone brings beer that they found or that they want to share with the group and then you partake.
You just see.
It.
You're like, is it any good?
Inevitably, I pick bad beers. And it's not because, it's just because I don't know any of the brands here. And yeah.
we're open to trying anything. So.
But I'm proud because the brewery is a beer.
Yeah, it's a Californian.
Yeah. I filmed their very first year.
We've been there in their little, well, I have too with you.
But the brewery has blown up now.
A big deal. And it's brewery. It's a B-R-U-E-R-Y. Right?
Yeah. And the story behind that is that they're Jewish people. And in doing the filming the first year, I said, because their last name is Rubenstein?
Rubenstein, I think.
Yeah. And so it's two brothers and a sister-in-law, I think. Three men and a little bit. No.
Three men and a little lady?
Yeah. Anyways, so I said, you know, because it says the brewery, a family affair or something like that is the name. And I was like, why the name the brewery the way it's spelled?
Yeah.
So, well, because Rubenstein doesn't sound like a good name for a brewery. I was like, no, that's not true. But so they put their name in brewery and I thought that was cute.
That's really cute.
Excellent beer, by the way.
I was going to try to find it out about them, but it's like, it's hard to.
We went down a rabbit hole here.
Also, before we do.
Oh, yeah. Basically, sorry, one last thing to clarify that story. I think he said, you know, because you don't want to have anti-Semitism wrapped around your brand if people don't, you know, like.
I
that sucks, man. That you have to deal with that.
Right?
Yeah. That's it. I never considered that.
People these days, I know. Tell you what.
People discriminate against us because we have a Catholic last name, you know. St. Louis.
St. Louis.
No, I'm just kidding.
I get so many compliments on my new last name. Yeah. And I always say I can't take credit. It was my husband's.
Yeah. Well, back home, you know, it's very
like,
common.
It's like Johnson.
It's like Smith.
But, you see it everywhere. There's like St. Louis Square, St. Louis Street, St. Louis
Lake.
It's everywhere.
You see other St. Louis. You meet other Sean St. Louis, which is strange.
Even Morton, my maiden name Morton, where I grew up, there's a town called Morton. I mean, it's a ways from where I grew up. I didn't grow up in Morton, but we used to always say Morton like the town. And then when I left like Washington State, you can't really say Morton like the town. In LA, people are like, what? So I'd have to be like, Morton like the salt.
Right. Salt of the earth, baby.
And then when I went to Pepperdine, I probably already told you guys a story because I don't have any new ones. Everybody thought that my family like owned the Hard Rock Cafe. Was it Hard Rock? The Mortons own it?
Oh.
And I was like, I wish, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even, what? I'm on scholarship. But that would have been nice. Because Pepperdine was like that. People were like from families of wealth. Okay.
Yes.
Can we switch gears completely?
Yeah. Hold on. I pressed the wrong button.
I was just going to say, why is that? Okay. Anyways, there is a woman that I love on TikTok, and I think I'm going to not steal, because that makes it sound like, but I'm going to steal some of what I love about her, because the reason that I love her is when she starts. So I'll give you her username and I'll send it to you so you can put it in the notes. Her username is All Styles Chance Culp. I know that's crazy, but you guys know how TikTok names are. Anyway, she's a hairdresser. And I came to fall in love with her because it came up in my FYP once, and she was talking about how it's gotten colder. She's from the South, got a real strong Southern accent. I think she's in Tennessee, but I could be wrong. Anyway, she was like, God, it's so cloudy today or whatever. And she's like, I just can't function. I just can't. She goes, I'm like a succulent. I know our dog is very snoring a lot. She's like, I'm like a succulent. I need like the sun to make me alive or whatever. And she's like, you know, this whole dreariness, I can't power up. She was just lamenting. She's drinking her coffee. But how she starts every TikTok, I've decided, is why I love her, is because it's not that she has anything crazy to say. It's like she's talking to you. So at the very beginning of her TikTok, she's like, hey, what you doing? That's how she opens it. Hey, what you doing? And she's like, I'm doing nothing. And then she rolls into what she's talking about. And so you feel like you've been called on the phone by a friend that's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what you doing? And like the last one I watched, she was like, hey, what you doing? And she's like, it's been a long day. I'm having lunch. And she's sitting eating while she's talking to you. She's like, I got Panda Express. It's next door, so it's easy. And she's like, and I love the pineapples. She's like, you don't like warm fruit? A lot of people say that, you know, they don't like warm fruit, but I think it's where it's at. And so it's this weird conversation about nothing. But it's also like in a time where people feel really disconnected, you're like, I like this lady. And also she's trying to stop smoking. She's like, she's vapes and she wants to stop. And so periodically she'll be like, she has nothing in her hands. And she goes, I feel better already. But I really That's like cute. Her. Anyway, so I think I'm going to steal that. Like, hey, what you doing?
I like that. I think what's going on there, if I had to break it down, mm-hmm. is that people don't like, it's the billboard effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people don't want to have a one-way conversation like, oh, I'm just taking information. They want, in today's day and age,
you want that back and forth, that reciprocal. Yeah,
yeah, totally. So instead of speaking at me, mm-hmm. let's speak with each other.
Yeah, and that's how it feels. Even though I know logically I'm not saying I don't like warm fruit, because I also do like pineapple like on pizza and in the yum, yum. So, but it just feels different. It's not put together, you know, in a way. It's just more relatable, which I think is what we all want. And anyway, so I really like her. So I'll send you the link for her profile so people can check her out. Because it's not even like health information. It's nothing. It's just her sharing about her life and things that have gone wrong and things that have gone right and stuff that she's, you know, like I said, once she's talking about the sun and the next she's just talking about lunch. It was just nothing. But I really enjoy it. I also like the old time hockey, which I've talked about him before, because he's like, hey there, buddy. He sounds so Canadian, even though he's in the States, but he's right up by the border.
He's a UPer,
mm-hmm.
Upper Peninsula.
Yeah. He's a Red Wings fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a great team.
Yeah. Anyway, so just fun people I found on the internets.
Give me a second, because mm-hmm. I missed a phone call from San Diego.
Whale's vagina.
Oh, I don't even trust it. It's spam.
Okay.
I don't trust anyone from San Diego.
Except for Todd.
No, I don't trust Todd either. It's okay. He doesn't watch this podcast. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Show notes. Yes. I guess I should have left with this or led with this.
Left, led, whatever.
We're encountering a technical difficulty. Please bear with us. YouTube, for mm-hmm. some reason, is now stalling out the conversion of opinions that don't matter.
Oh yeah, the processing.
Yeah, from so we upload 4K footage.
So that you can see every pore on our schnozzeroonies. You're welcome.
Right. And it's so realistic. But it, for some reason, it gets stuck at 360p, which is like dog
that's
shit.
Terrible. Yeah. Not even 1080?
It's not even standard definition. 480 is standard def. 360 is like, yeah.
Anyways, trash monster?
Pretty bad. So
is it only OTDM? It's not AKA?
Well, a couple of times it's happened to you. And
how dare
I know. So I have
rude.
They're really nice over at that company, and they're trying to figure out what the issue is.
At but Spotify in the meantime, or YouTube's?
At YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Okay.
But in the meantime, last week's episode, I looked
sorry,
like a
we
blurry,
look like dog shit.
Yeah. But I also found out that that's what my vision is.
It's 360.
Dog shit. No, yeah, it's 360.
You have your glasses, though, and Raymond shared his eye by direct, and that's who we got him through.
Yeah, I still, I'm not quite used to it. I'm kidding, by the way. My vision isn't that bad.
No, but it is. It does need assistance. Oh, I love you so much.
It's it's bad after staring at a computer screen for a little bit. Your mom told me something interesting, that her vision, her doctor said it would get better once she quit work.
Yeah, because you're not straining your eyes as much. Because she was looking at a computer like all day long.
Yeah. And I learned a trick about 6 months ago.
Just close your eyes in front of the computer.
Just pretend you're working. That reminds me of Calvin and Hobbes, that one where he's in class, takes a ping pong ball and cuts it in half and draws eyes on it. Mm-hmm. He's in class. No, go outside and use your vision as far as you can see.
As far as the eye can see.
And then rack focus to something really close. And then look off into the distance. And, yeah. And you want to, you're basically doing your lifting, you know? Do you even lift with your eyes, bro?
Is that good for your eyes, though? Because, you know, like straining sometimes are like.
No, it's an exercise, I think.
Infertility?
We probably have an ophthalmologist out there who's going to be like,
please tell
dude,
us. Maybe just... Sue's our medical liaison-ish. If
but
we haven't heard from Sue in a while.
Well, I probably have driven everyone away.
No, people just busy.
I know. Can't expect everyone to hang out all the time with us.
I do. I like it. Send your letters, please. OTDMpod@gmail.com.
Right. Okay, so that takes care of that with
He'll take his glasses off and then he can't read something. And then he'll say, like, I don't want to put them back on. I just took them off. What's that about?
The same way with socks and underwear. You know, just once you take them off, so much more comfortable.
No, you find them uncomfortable? That's what I'm wondering. What's that about?
Glasses?
Yeah.
It's weird because you can't, they're made for a small distance.
Oh, okay.
For a short distance. So when I look around, the rest of the world is so goofy. It really throws me for a loop. Mm. I don't want to stand up wearing them because I could fall over at any second, you know?
That's lies. I've seen you walking around the house.
Okay.
I
saw some funny Instagrams that I want to share with you, Katie. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see them?
I do.
Okay. Well, you can go down the list.
We'll start with this one. Okay, so there's three ants and they're climbing off of a stick and onto a leaf. And this one guy's really helping these other two. Oh, they're not reaching down. They're leaving him.
Look how sad he looks.
His little antennae. Oh, now his antennae go down.
They're not coming back for him, are they?
I don't know. They don't give you any more of it to know if they're coming back.
It's a sad little film.
That's like if you and your friends are running away from something because you got caught and you help them jump the fence and then they just leave you there.
They're not friends at all. They're just a bunch of red ants.
What a bunch of turds.
Yeah. Okay, something funny.
Oh. Depressed. Man.
That's why the internet's amazing.
It says ESL. It's like when English is your second language. But it's funny because even English-speaking people do things like that. When we talk about like mondegreens or just mishearing, like I talked about my friend Jamie Putman back in the day, not understanding the Spanish part of Welcome to Miami. She'd say, "We Miami, Miami." That's what she would say. So,
but I love that that guy decided to make a film.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this. This is a kid playing soccer with his buddies, and he's kicking the ball. And as he kicks each time, he's just trying to kick the ball out. He's not even, but he's knocking every kid out in the face. There's one kid in the eye, one kid in the nose.
It's crazy, right? And I love that's part of a series where it's Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
I love those are some of my favorite ones.
Too funny. Okay, we got two more. This one, oh God, this is creepy. Oh, she took the arms off of a baby doll, a plastic baby doll, and then she put put a wire between them and hung them over her chickens so her chickens look like, I don't know, Mr. T.
Here we go. It's Trick to Rock Around.
I don't want to play the music. We'll get shut down. Okay, last one.
Okay,
now this. Oh, this is my favorite. This is Sandra D, semi-homemade, with tea shop vodka. She pours a quarter cup of vodka. And then Mr. Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys, who we love, crashes out of his trailer because he's always drunk on the show.
He's such a good actor.
That's one of my favorite, I don't know what we'd call it, a little video or whatever. A
remix or something.
Yeah, a pairing, a duet, if you will. I love it very much. It's one of my favorites, is the Sandra Lee Leahy crossover.
Cool. Well, I just want to bring a little levity to you. We start off with a sad one, the ants, where they left their ant buddy behind. Ended with a Mr. Leahy, Sandra.
There was something I'd read or heard, and somebody could correct me because I'm not like an ant specialist, but someone said that ants they're just workhorses. Like, they just want to make a thing happen. So I don't think he was really sad. He's probably like, this was my job. Get up, go, go, go. And then he was like, okay, they're up. I can't get up. I'm just going to wait.
Yeah. I think people are like that too.
Yeah.
We're all working towards something collectively as humans.
What is that?
I don't know.
I just follow the scent.
I'm the ant.
They say ants just follow the pheromones or their scent.
No, but you think about it. Mm-hmm. Humans, all we're doing is building. We're always improving. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. I could improve on that. You know,
I can make that faster. I can make that better. Or when you're doing something really tedious, you're like, there's got to be a better way. Or is that just me?
No, that's it. And humans are always, because I don't think other species on the planet do this, where they're always improving their, you know, generally. Some people are lazy and they don't try and improve things. But
that's like why we love the hacks online, where they'll be like, my mom was just showing me the ones, we've all seen them, where it's like, instead of twist tying your bread, you just spin it and then pull it, the plastic back over the bag to seal it. Or the fact that when you open a pop can or whatever, you flip that and you can stick your straw through it and it holds it. That's what it's there for, is to hold your straw so it doesn't shoot out with, you know, it like holds it.
What?
You didn't know about these things?
No. Or how you can dispense cheese onto a Ritz cracker.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You've never seen this before?
You're going to have to explain a little bit better.
Okay, so everyone out there, you know what a Ritz cracker looks like?
It's a cracker with some holes in it.
There's a center hole. And if you take spreadable, or the cheese in a can, like we give the dog, put that right up to the bottom of that hole, press it, the cheese comes up and then spreads itself in a perfect circle.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's a life hack. I think the internet's making us dumber, though, because we're just learning dumb hacks. We're not, you know, doing.
There's a lot of helpful hacks out there.
I know.
But
what are we working towards?
Like, I learned
as a society.
I don't know if it was old time hockey. I don't think it was. It was somebody else in a cold climate where they said, "Oh, it's this woman. She taught me how to fold a fitted sheet. She's out of, I think, Toronto. She's Canadian. Anyway, she talked about the importance of WD-40 and all the uses for it. And one was that she sprays it on her shovel before she goes to shovel snow, so that it doesn't pack on, it just slides right off. Yeah. So you can like move more quickly.
You can also spray it along your windowsills and the bugs do not want to cross it. And it's
oil barrier.
Fairly benign.
Anyway, product. She said to push it because it's grease-based, it'll pull certain things out of your clothes. Because she has taught me also how to treat certain stains and all sorts of handy stuff. She's very handy.
Yeah. You can also take WD-40 if you have a car with a distributor cap that is cracked or something like that, or your car's not quite starting right because it's not getting a good spark and you're in a wet climate, spray your distributor cap with WD-40. It'll
keep the water off it?
Yes. It's a, what is it? It disperses it? No, it...
repels. Oil repels water.
There's a word. Yeah. Rock beats paper every time.
Yeah. Sean grew up around a lot of what my dad would lovingly call gearheads.
Oh.
People who are really into cars. And it's just funny because my knowledge lies somewhere else. Like, I did not grow up around gearheads. So Sean's always talking about cars and the carbs, and carbs are things in cars, not just bread. All sorts of things. I don't understand.
I don't either. That's the worst part, is I know a little bit, but if I had to tear down...
As they say, enough to get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tear down my motorcycle this winter. That's my plan, is to go over it inch by inch as soon as the garage is back to being ours.
As soon as.
Yeah, I know. But then I want to tear it down. That'll be my new hobby out in the garage. Tinker, tinker, tinker.
Tinker, tinker. That's good. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yay, yay. Should we get into some letters?
We can. We're at the roughly the hour mark, so perfect.
Oh, this is exciting, you guys.
What's happening?
We got a letter from a member of our community. We'll just call them A, because I did not leave their name and I do not want to, you know.
A is in the Canadian A or A is in the American A?
A is in the American A.
Okay.
But it's entitled Japan 2006. It says, I just saw your most recent OTDM podcast and you asked for pics of Japan. Here you go. Too many photos to attach, so I shared a Google Drive link instead. I think you asked. I wasn't in a position to pause or backtrack to check, and I'm too lazy to go back through the whole podcast now to confirm. So if it was just the voices in my head telling me to share my Japan photos, I'm so sorry. No, we did. We did ask for it. Oh, we have to request access.
All right, so we won't be looking at someone's vacation photos today.
We will have to request access, and then we'll get them later.
Okay.
Sorry. But that was exciting, I thought. Okay, now we're on to Tina's letter. Hi, Tina. And it is entitled, Update and a Couple of Trapped Stories. Trapped stories.
Where are the stories trapped, you may ask?
Maybe it's like trap, like a trap house, like the wrapping, maybe? It says, hi, Katie, Sean, Roxy, and the OTDM community. How are you?
Good.
I'm pretty good.
I feel great.
I'm actually waking up. I think when I started, I was a little asleep.
I'm going to confess to something.
What?
I'm back on the coffee, and I feel great.
We took a hiatus for about 6 months.
Six months.
And now he's back at it, baby.
Crept back into my life.
That Nespresso. It gets you. I think it might be because my mom has brewed coffee, so you smell it.
I think that could be it.
It's the smell of it.
Yeah, I just cracked one day and I was like, I'm going to have a bit of coffee.
Well, it's not like you said, I'm never going to have coffee. It was because it was it upsetting your stomach or you didn't like it? I don't remember.
Oh, shit. I just put two and two together. It's because I had heartburn. And lo and behold, the last 2 days I have heartburn again.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because we haven't had anything other than that would cause heartburn. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Okay.
Anyways, so how are you? Sean has heartburn. I'm doing fine.
But I feel great other than that. Do you accept heartburn into your life? Mm-hmm. Do you accept our Lord and Savior caffeine?
Don't run away from the Lord.
Right.
Christina here writing in from Norway. Remember, she taught us some Norwegian. It's been a while since I wrote in, but life got a bit busy and I slid a bit behind in listening to the pod. It's okay. Don't even worry. First, an update/response. Glad to hear you received the book I sent, the social guidebook to Norway. Hilarious. It still makes me giggle every time I look at it. Hope you enjoyed some of the things in it. I was entertained by some of the content when I was flipping through, and I thought you also might like it. We do. Thank you. This is a while ago, but over the summer, two things happened. The first is that my parents and I flew over to Scotland for a week vacation. We hadn't been out of Norway since I graduated from college in 2018, so it was nice to get out of the country for a bit. Photos are attached. Okay, we're going to have to look at these photos. Oh, beautiful.
Where look is at this? That.
In Scotland, I think she said.
Wow. I've never heard her say that.
Beautiful.
That looks like
Scotland. That looks like Scotland. Beautiful. 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 Wow. Look at that. We're looking at a castle. Okay, it's a castle, a cute kinda little hall.
Like Elgin.
And what are those horses? We're going to find out. We got to keep reading. I just wanted just to look at the photos first.
Okay. Nice composition of your photos too.
Yes. It was to Scotland. We flew into Aberdeen, which is where we flew into, and drove down to Falkirk to see the Kelpies. Have you heard of these? They're the big horses, aren't they? Maybe that's those horses. So have you heard of these? They are beautiful 30 meter, so 98 feet tall, steel horse head sculptures of two Kelpies, which are from Scottish folklore. We've seen these on TV before and have wanted to see them for a while, so it's been amazing to finally see them in person. That's cool. We'll have to see them next time.
I wonder who the sculptor is.
I don't know.
It's a lot of steel.
You have to look it up.
You don't do that on spec. You gotta have someone finance you. Right? Unless you're, a wealthy artist, because that's just a lot of material.
It's a lot of steel, baby.
When you go to, you think about it, people who create art just for the sake of creating art, you could say like this podcast where it doesn't pay for itself, but like.
No, I just enjoy it.
Exactly. But someone who's into painting.
Yeah.
You ever been to an art supply store? That shit is expensive.
It's super expensive. I remember that because who was it? And one of my sorority sisters back in college would go to Blick.
Oh, yeah.
Was our local, like, art store that had all the things, like acrylics and all the things you needed. And she was like, all I could buy this time was just like this for, because she doesn't know how to project for school. And she's like, and that cost me like $150. And I was like, what?
How much for the charcoal pencil?
Right? $7.
I can't afford the paper, but the, you know.
I'll write it on my arm.
Man, art supply stores. I love them.
Making a killing.
No. Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because it's aesthetically pleasing to me, like the rainbow colors and also the excitement of what could be. What could I create out of this? Remember that time I saw that painting in Architectural Digest? And I was like, I can do that. And I put my handprints in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember did it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was good.
But I got it for pretty cheap. I think I spent like $10 on the paint. And the canvas that Michael's store was like moving or going out of business or something. And so I got that big canvas for like $20. So overall, it wasn't that expensive of a...
Whatever happened to that?
I think we got rid of it.
Oh.
Our handprints are out there somewhere, Sean.
That's not a good idea.
I think we cut it up.
Did we?
Okay. I think we got rid, like destroyed it.
Okay.
But it was the thing that I'd seen was an architectural digest. It's architectural, right? Not architect?
Architectural.
Architectural digest. Anyway, they had this, it was a big blank white canvas and like almost the color of this table, like a cream, like a maybe a little lighter than this. And it was handprints that just went all the way around the frame of it. It just looked really cool. And they had it mixed with other art. And we had this big piece of, I don't even remember. I think it was like behind the doors where we put it. But we had a wall where we had nothing on it. And so I looked at that and I found the piece. And I was like, $1,800. I think I can make that myself. And so went to the Michael's store, got the paint. And Sean and I did, I think I did one side, you did the other, and we tried to line them up as best we could. And I thought it turned out kind of cool.
I thought so.
You know, I wish we had it. We could put it up in here.
No, we need it.
We need to do something, that's for sure. Okay, back to Christina's letter. So they'd seen those Kelpies on TV, got to see them in person. Amazing. We drove further south to Dumfries. We should have you schedule a trip for Sean and I because this all sounds amazing. South to Dumfries, where the Scottish poet Robert Burns lived for part of his life. He's the author of Oh, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. Oh.
Also on The Simpsons.
Oh, so that's then, so she's showing us the images. So that's the Kelpies.
Uh-huh.
Then this is Robert Burns' home, I'd assume.
Mr. Burns.
And I think that's his signature. See, Robert Burns.
Oh, no, it's not Monty Burns then.
No, no, Robert Burns. So that's his house, was that little house. They were like, that looks like Scotland. And then where he scratched his signature into the glass of the window in his office.
Oh.
Super cool. Finally, we drove back up to Edinburgh, is that how they say it? To see the castle. That's that beautiful castle picture. Although we had mostly, rain for our visit. The day we were out and about in Edinburgh, the weather cleared up and the sun came out. Perfect beautiful. Timing. Sometimes it works like that. The only thing, but when we were in Charleston, it rained the one day we wanted to go to Sullivan's Island. But other than that, we got beautiful weather. It was like perfect. So sometimes you just catch it like that. When we got back, my dog had to have an operation to remove two small lumps from her chest and belly. That's so scary. My friend Micheline has a four-year-old. She's another therapist. She's on Instagram. I encourage you to follow her. She's out of Florida, but she has a four-year-old. I don't know what his breed necessarily is, but I think he's black and brown, and I think he's like a King Charles Spaniel. He looks like a spaniel. Anyway, he's only four, and they think he has cancer, and so they're giving him chemo. She's going to do like one kind of round, and if it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's really sad. So hopefully these are okay. So the small, luckily they weren't cancerous. You had me worried there for a little, Christina. So I was very relieved. It was quite difficult to hold her, though, because she's so small. I don't know if you remember, but I have a small dwarf poodle. I do. And I remember the little pictures. Do you remember? With one area on her chest and one area on the same side on her stomach stitched up, it was difficult to pick her up or handle her at all because there's just not much space left. Yeah, because she's so tiny and that's where you'd normally, grab and pick her up. She healed up very well, and the vet did an excellent job with the stitches because we can hardly see the scar. That's amazing, because Roxy here is constantly hurting her paws and scratching herself up, and I'm hoping it'll heal up, but she has that scar from when her first owners were assholes and let her have ringworm and didn't treat it. She has a scar from one of the little rings and next to it, because she's like a maniac and wants to kill squirrels. And so she comes leaping into the air and she scratched her leg. And now there's like a little, it has no fur on it right now.
Oh.
And I'm like, please grow back in. Otherwise, she's just going to look like a leper of a dog. I'm like, stop being so rough with yourself. Okay. So, I don't know if you remember, but my mom has cancer. And they had found some spreading to her liver in April. I don't remember the liver thing, but I'm so sorry. They did a biopsy and confirmed that it was cancerous. After her scan in August, they told her she had to start chemo. We were told she had to do a total of 12 treatments and we were scared and nervous about it. She tolerated the treatment fairly well for the eight of them, or for eight treatments. And then her voice really started to get affected. It pretty much sounded like a bad cold. That stuff is rough. The chemo and radiation.
Yeah, it's difficult to hear because I've never gone through anything like that in my life. And hearing that someone else is going through it, you know, that's...
We've had family members go through it, like your Aunt Judy and even my Aunt Roxanne is going through it now. And we just had a lot of people. I mean, I feel like cancer is incredibly common, unfortunately, and there's so many different types of it.
We need the scientists to step up.
It's gotten way better.
Yeah.
But there's even, we have a member of our community who... She's in the, I don't give too much information away, but she's in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she would rather drastically alter her lifestyle than do chemo and radiation because of the fact that that kills so much of the good bacteria as well as the virus. Like Judy, your Aunt Judy said it like took her to the brink of death. And if she had to do it again, she might not,
you know? To clarify, it's not a virus. It's cells that are.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to say virus. Yeah. I think it's because of the COVID-19 me talking virus, but the spread of this.
It's just so hard because there's so many unknowns and variables. I mean, the human body or biology is very complex. Mm-hmm. And so they don't really know everything about it.
Yeah. And sometimes wipe out the good with the bad.
But they are making amazing strides. Mm-hmm. And every day it seems like you're hearing about, oh, we've got a new vehicle to get rid of cancer or new treatments. Or.
And I'm not saying not to do chemo or radiation. I'm just saying that a member of our community, and then I went down a rabbit hole reading about that. There's a lot of people who don't think it's good for you.
Well, yeah.
I think it like scrambles your brains and does all, you know what I mean? And I'm using obviously not medical terms, hashtag not a doctor.
Yeah. But there's definitely people pursue all sorts of
avenues for wellness.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I know somebody who they had gone down to like a very minimal diet to starve the body of anything that
could feed the cancer.
And I know that a lot of people do that with estrogen. Mm-hmm. They try and avoid estrogen because I think that
because it's in a lot of things, like in meats
soy,
but and processed foods can have a lot of different things in them. So you got to be careful. But
okay, let me know more about her mom.
Okay.
I'm curious what's going on.
This brings us to a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The chemo had caused a fair amount of mucus buildup and she had been coughing it up for a week. That's interesting how it affects our bodies. I called the clinic on Friday to ask if there was something that she could take to help. We tried what they said over the weekend, but it really didn't work. So I called again on Tuesday and the nurse said that she would call us back, but she didn't. I know people are working hard, but I hate when people say, I'll call you back and they don't, especially when it comes to something like this, because meanwhile, your mom is still coughing, right? So I had to contact the ward in the hospital since it was after hours. They prescribed my mom something, which I went to pick up from the pharmacy, and the pharmacy closest to us closed at 6. I got there at 5:40 and they said the entire country was out of the medicine that the doctor had prescribed. So I had to call the hospital again. We got a hold of something and I brought it home to my mom. It still didn't really help. So the next day I called the clinic again, but the phone... And I put the phone on speaker so they could hear what my mom sounded like. I'm not sure, but maybe the nurse thought that I was just overreacting. But when she heard my mom, she sounded the alarm and said that she should be admitted to the hospital. I don't know how it works in the States, but here to be admitted, we first have to go through the emergency department where you sit for a typical minimum of five hours. Shit, Jesus Christ. In the States, if you don't have any health insurance or which would place you in like the Medicare or... I don't know. What would you call it?
Emergency room.
In California, it's Medicare or Medicaid. I don't know what it is in Texas, but it's essentially like I don't have health insurance, can't afford it. It's the federal or state funded free option. You sometimes have to wait if what you're trying to treat isn't like life-threatening. They triage you, they call it here, where it's like when you come in, they ask you what the issues are and they assess if it's a baby or an elderly person or someone like your mom's going through cancer treatment, then it's too high of a risk for them to sit in the waiting room. They could be exposed to other things. They usually get them in really quickly, or at least put you in a room and you might have to wait to see the doctor for like a half an hour, hour. But that 5 hour wait doesn't apply unless it's like a non-life-threatening. Do you know what I mean? Mm. In my experience, in like downtown LA, off of Skid Row, at like California Hospital, you can look it up. It's pretty crazy. Okay. So they have to sit for a typical 5 hours, unless you need some type of procedure immediately, of course. And during that time, a nurse comes around to take your vitals and to draw blood. Then you're wheeled in a bed to a room to wait for a typical minimum of 2 hours before a doctor comes to see you. Wow, that's like your whole day before you've even been seen. 7 hours, at least. After the doctor sees you, if they determine that you need to be admitted, you wait for a porter to wheel you to the designated ward. It's quite a procedure. The outcome was an overnight stay at the hospital, a physiotherapist visit to help with the breathing and proper coughing technique. Please teach us this proper coughing technique. Are we all coughing wrong? Probably. A CT scan and several sessions of breathing in salt water through the type of the nebulizer machine. Oh, I've used those when I had sports-induced asthma as a kid. I don't know why I had it, but I always attributed it to the fact that my dad smoked around me a lot as a kid, that's why I had it. I grew out of it, surprisingly, but I had to breathe into a nebulizer thing for a while. They put her on a course of antibiotics in case there was some bacteria caused by the excess mucus. She's doing better now, but her voice is still extremely hoarse, mm-hmm. and she's concerned that it won't return to normal. We're hoping that it will. It's interesting. I'd assume that it will return to normal, fingers crossed. I don't really know if there was any damage done to change her vocal cords and the way that the air runs across them. However, when I got my tonsils out at the ripe age of, I don't know, like 22, my voice was weird for a while. It was mm-hmm. different. And I had never told anybody about it or talked to anybody about it. My mom probably noticed because she came to take care of me. My voice was like just a little bit lower and just different. And then it fixed itself, kind of went back to normal. But recently, my friend Patrick Starr, he got his tonsils removed and his voice changed for a while. Mm-hmm. And I messaged him about it because I was like, oh, dude, that happened to me, blah, blah, blah. And he also was asking like things to eat. So I gave him a list of things that I would get. He's all better. His voice is back to normal. But it was just interesting. And I don't know. I'd assume it's because those are like in the way. His were like mine, where they were like huge and always having strep throat and getting infected and causing, you know, it's a bad thing. So I had to cut it out. When I got my tonsils out, the doctor said they're the largest ones he'd ever seen. And I was like,
what do tonsils do? Are they adenoids?
No, adenoids are separate. I had my adenoids removed as well.
It's part of your lymph node system?
Yes, it's part of the lymph node system.
Why would we evolve to put those things there? Why wouldn't they be internal? I don't understand.
Tonsils are part of the body's immune system. Because of their location at the throat and the palate, they can stop germs from entering the body through the mouth or nose.
Oh, okay.
And tonsils also contain a lot of white blood cells, which are responsible for killing germs.
Oh, so your head has a secret fighting power.
Yeah, so it's
like crime fighters in
your
throat.
It's important to have them if you can keep them, but the issue is that when they continue to get infected and affected, you can get what are called tonsil stones. I don't, anyway, and they smell terrible. It's like an infection. Like the infection has overcome your tonsils.
Wow, they what a bad system.
They can't fight anymore. So they need to be removed because they're essentially like they've done their job. It's almost like cleaning out an air filter, right? Mm. It's filtered and it's like, I'm full.
Wow.
So let me see if I can tell you what tonsil stones are. So tonsil stones, they're a lump of calcified material in the tonsils and the cause is unknown, but oral bacteria may contribute to their formation.
Never heard of this before.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But it causes like really sore throat that I started to get those and that's why they had to take mine out. So anywho's okay. We ready?
Sorry.
Okay. So hopefully her voice will return to normal. I am hopeful for that as well. Moving on, says trapped stories to lighten this email up. Thank you, Christina.
Well, listen, we're all wishing your mom the best.
Yeah, and keep us posted.
Yeah, and
I'm glad you were persistent with that cough you know, yeah. remedy.
What is it that you always say? You have to be your own best advocate.
Yeah. And you have to be the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, because unfortunately no one will do it for you, and they'll always want to downplay or pretend it's not that big of a deal. And we all know it is a big deal.
Well, the doctors, the staff, the hospital, everyone, they all have their jobs, and they're mm-hmm. all working with a bunch of patients. So unless you speak up, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's good that you're doing that.
Okay. I realize this email is fairly long, so I'll write out a couple of stories where I got trapped.
Okay.
I jot down things that you guys talk about on the podcast if it brings some stories to mind. And I think about one. I think at one point you must have been talking about being trapped in an elevator, or someone wrote in a story like that. I know we talked about it in the office, how Dwight pees in the corner immediately.
Right.
But I feel like maybe we did.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly, Christina, I forget. When I was in college, I worked at the library for my work study program. Someone wrote in a letter about being trapped in an elevator. It's coming back to me.
Oh, yeah. And I think I was terrified to get out of an elevator for fear of being chopped in half.
Yep. The library had 6 floors. So she worked there as a work study program. I was the librarian's assistant, safety and security and public services, several roles. So part of my job was to do rounds and to do head counts. I think this was both for safety in case of evacuation or something, but also to track the peak hours in the library. I had to do this for the entire library. I usually tried to take the stairs, but one day I was quite tired and decided to take the elevator from the stacks up to the main floor. The doors opened. I walked in and selected the floor. The elevators shut, and the elevator started ascending. While it was moving, the elevator started to shake. Nothing more terrifying. At first, a little bit, then quite a bit, then to the point where I thought I was going to drop or something. I was quite scared. They say if an elevator drops, you're supposed to lay down so that the force of the hit doesn't break any bones. It just distributed on your body.
It's so disturbing.
I'm just giving you a heads up. Okay. I was quite scared and felt very trapped. In the moment, it felt like it lasted for a while, but in reality, it was probably just a couple of minutes.
Oh my.
That's a long ass time.
I just had a flashback. Uh-huh. I got into an elevator one time in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And you know how they always have a sticker? Like, when was the last time this elevator was checked?
Yeah.
And it was like from the 80s.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't it like every 5 years or something has to be checked?
I think so.
Or every year maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, how did the city inspector, maybe there's just so many elevators they have to check and they
that
forgot about that
wrong.
One. Yeah. It was, the sticker said from the 1980s, and that was in the 90s. So it'd been like,
what?
Yeah.
When it reached the floor I wanted, I was anxiously waiting for the doors to open, but they didn't immediately. Like I wanted them to. After a couple of minutes, they did open. This is a long ass time. Couple of minutes of it shaking, a couple of minutes of it not opening.
No, I'm like, get me out, get me out. I'm pressing that button, calling for assistance. Hello?
Even 30 seconds is a long time when you're like in a panic mode.
Do you think there's a hotline where like there's an operator that handles all the elevators, or does that button you press just go to someone in the building?
I think it goes to someone in the building, like the security or the front desk or something.
Because I would like that job if it was going to like an operator somewhere. Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome to the elevator hotline. Please hold. No.
I'm already holding. No.
Yes, how can I help you? I'm trapped in an elevator.
Help.
Did you try pressing the open doors button?
Right. Know? Of course I did. You were the second call. Roxy has something to say. Okay. Okay, lasted for reality. It was a couple minutes. After a couple of minutes, they did open, and I almost ran right into my boss's office to report the incident. I don't think I took the elevator alone after this, and now I'm always weary of elevators. Of course, that's traumatizing. You're like, am I going to die? Am I going to fall? What's happening? This wasn't really a trapped story, but the next one is. Again, in the library, that goddamn library. The bathrooms in the library had the main door, so the main door you walk in, and then a single stall with a door that sometimes locked, but sometimes didn't. Not trusting that. I arrived early to my shift one day and had to use the bathroom. So I went into the one on the main floor and I locked that main door. Makes sense. Because you're like, I can't trust this stall door. Went to the bathroom, washed my hands, and then headed out. Except the lock would not budge.
Uh-oh.
Just ring the alarm.
Do you think that there's an operator somewhere that, you know, handles
What's
all the trapped
obsession
bathrooms
with operators?
There's Hello, no, I'm trapped in the bathroom.
There's no phone in a bathroom unless you're in a fancy hotel.
Can't hold it any longer.
You're in the bathroom. Just go to the bathroom. Okay. I was stuck. I kept trying to turn the lock, but it wouldn't move. I tried jiggling the handle and then pushing or pulling on the door while trying the lock, but still wouldn't budge. Note that this main door was one of those heavy metal door types, not just a regular wooden door. I paused to consider what to do. Being the responsible person that I am, I first emailed my boss to let her know I'd be late to work. I wrote something like, "Hello, insert boss's name. I'm sorry, but I'll be a bit late to work because I'm stuck in the library bathroom."
A likely story. Mm. Oh, you're not the first person who sent me an email from the bathroom saying they're stuck, you know.
Then I tried to figure out what to do. While I was thinking, I eventually heard my boss calling my name. "Christina, Christina, are you in there?" "Yes. Yes, I'm in here," I called back. "Did you try the lock?" she said. At this point, I was sort of panicking and thinking, of course I did. I'm not stupid. I'm stuck. Of course. I didn't say this out loud, though. Instead, I said, "Yes, but it won't turn. I'll call the janitor," she said. Meanwhile, I was still trying the handle and turning the lock. It was also the point where my carpal tunnel, at the time I didn't know was carpal tunnel, was at its worst, and it was making it quite difficult for me to continue trying to turn the lock. I'm right-handed, and this was the hand that was affected, but it was also the strongest hand, so I knew that I had to really put effort into turning the lock and ignore the pain. I held my breath, and I turned the lock hard. Finally, it released, and the door opened to reveal my boss standing right there on the phone. I was so relieved to be out of there, but also in quite a bit of pain from having to use my hand to unlock the door. I never used that bathroom again. I wouldn't have either. Can't trust it. Tricky, tricky. Hope all is well with you three. Hope to email again. We hope you do. And thank you for sending those beautiful pictures and going on that beautiful vacation to Scotland. We're going to have to plan our European vacation.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. We'll have to pick some fun place, maybe one or two places to go in a certain area.
Yeah, I wonder if we can bring Roxy to Europe.
I don't know. We have to. It's a big process. I think by the time we get her approved and they clear her with all of her shots and blah, blahs,
oh, yeah,
then we'll be coming home.
Didn't Johnny Depp do that? Didn't he get in trouble back before he had his court case with Amber Heard? Didn't they smuggle dogs into New Zealand or something and then they got in trouble for that?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Rich people and famous people tend to think that they're above the law.
Right.
But
only Steven Seagal is above the law.
Yeah. But we can figure out what to do with Roxy, whether my mom comes in to watch her or, you know, we have somebody come and take care of her.
Right. Right.
We'll
right.
figure it out.
Cool. All right. Well, we have to get going.
We have another meeting.
Yeah.
Meetings on meetings on meetings.
It was fun hanging out with you today, Katie.
It was fun hanging out with you. I've missed this. Yeah. It's nice, even though it's only been a week. We missed you. Hope you had a wonderful week. Send in your letters. I know we only got through one today. I know we have some. We have a backup from Tom. So Tom, please hold. We're backed up. And then we have a few others in the hopper. But send in your letters, Christmas stories and all. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next
time. Oh, yeah.
Time.
It's recipes, right? That's what you're looking
recipes.
For?
Recipes.
Funky foods.
Recipes. Favorite family traditions. I think we might have done that last year, but
help us get out of a rut.
Let's
tell us what goodies you eat at your house.
Let's get into this.
Preferably send in a photo, a recipe, instructions, especially if it's from like your great gam gam, you know.
Ooh, great gam gams
have good recipes.
They have the best recipes.
Yeah.
They do. They know what's up.
Or pop, you know, maybe your pop made stuff.
Pop pops are good too. My pop can whip the best whipped cream out there. Oh, remember, nice. He'd do it all by hand for the pumpkin pie. He was like, it's just better to do it this way.
My grandfather Pippi, he taught me about
a boat.
Wow, that was
went real.
About oysters.
Oh, because it's oi, yeah.
Yeah, and I got this picture from like 1981, and maybe it was like 1980. Being in their basement, I loved their basement during the holidays. It was like magic. But he had oysters over by the bar, and he was, you know, shucking them, and I was like, "What is that?" And to this day, I think that's what drives my, and I remember him slurping.
You're supposed to kind of
And he was like,
them.
"You want to try one?" And he's like, "They're expensive, you know, so if you don't want it,
don't have it."
Yeah. And I was like, "Okay." You know, and I tried it and I was like, "This is pretty darn good." It was just slightly briny.
Yeah.
But more like the ocean and like a booger.
Like a boogery, you know? Ocean.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Send in your letters. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.